The Buffalo Bills Center of the West is in the midst of a major upgrade of the Cody Firearms Museum. The museum's Robert W. Woodruff curator, Ashley Lubinsky, says it's more than just a Western firearms museum.
We certainly got our roots with the American West, with the gun that won the West, the Winchester Arms Collection. We originally called the Winchester Arms Museum. But we have guns dating all the way back to the 1400s. We've got crossbows from the 1200s. And we go all the way up to modern manufacture. I think our most recent manufactured firearm is a Winchester from 2016.
What do you find that people maybe don't realize about firearms when we look at our American history?
I think a lot of people don't realize how diverse the stories are around firearms and how firearms have been made for so many different reasons throughout history, and that you can pretty much take a firearm as an object and tell so many different stories about the Industrial Revolution or manufacturing or the people that made the gun, the people that own the gun, military history. There's just so many things that you can unpack when you look at a firearm.
One of the reasons we have you on today is because you're doing some renovations and some upgrades, and you're really trying to make this an unbelievable museum. Talk about what you're doing.
The Cody Firearms Museum is no doubt a destination museum for gun enthusiasts. But because there are four other museums on site, we get a lot of people through the door that are on their way to Yellowstone. They're from all over the country or around the world, and they have an opportunity to wander into the firearms museums. And so the one thing we're trying to do in the museum, in the new museum, is balance the fact that we've got these two polar opposite audiences. You've got your gun enthusiasts, your collectors, but then you also have people that really may never have handled a gun before in their life, or they only know what they see in the movies. And so the current museum is set up very well for the collector experience. But one of the things that people who don't know a lot about guns struggle with when they come in is the why question. Why are there so many different kinds of guns? How did they work? Why are they important to American history, international history? And so the new museum balances the quantity by displaying lots of guns, but they also balance with the interpretation so that you can have a much richer takeaway from the firearms museums in terms of history when you leave the museum, especially since this may be the first and only time that people get an opportunity to learn about firearms and their historical context.
My understanding is you'll be displaying more firearms than we've been able to see in the past, and you're going to be doing some interactive things?
Correct. We believe that if you have an encyclopedic collection, then you should show it. And there's been a lot of developments in terms of casework since the museum opened in 1991. So we're experimenting with, visible display, but then also, if you've ever been to our museum, you know that we've got pull-out racks and visible storage downstairs. So we're exploring with some of that upstairs. So we do have the ability to display more firearms without it feeling like it's overwhelming. And then in terms of the interactive, the first thing you walk into when you come into the new museum is what I call, we're calling it a primer. If you know about guns, you may giggle at that. And so it brings people that might not know about guns up to speed. So that's where they can get hands-on. They'll learn about, the basics of firearm safety. They'll learn about how to work a bolt action or how to work a lever action. And they'll be able to actually see those firearms and understand the basic principles and mechanics. They'll also have a chance, if they want, in our introductory area to learn how to sight a firearm or to grip, a pistol or to shoulder a rifle. And then as you go into the gallery, we'll have videos so that if you're looking at a matchlock musket, you're not like, how the heck did that fire? You can actually watch a video to see the process of a matchlock musket firing or a wheel lock or a flintlock. So you can watch those videos.
So your time frame, you've been working on upgrading all along here for the last few months. What's next, and when do you hope to have this all done?
We have a projected opening of June 2019, and right now we are in the final stages of design development. And then by the end of January, that phase will be complete. We'll move into kind of the construction documentation side of it. And then by next fall, so that's fall of 2018, we hope to be working on the installation so that we can open up for the following season in 2019.
Ashley Lubinsky, we wish you well with all of this, and we'll look forward to chatting with you down the road. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.